Montpelier author Lori Forrest wanted to write a book that was entertaining for readers, but one that also promoted diversity and shows what could happen when a society doesn't embrace differences. That book is The Black Witch. It's a fantasy fiction novel for young adults and adult readers. And Lori Forrest joins us now by phone from Montpelier to talk more about the interesting catalyst for writing this book and about her writing life. Lori, thanks so much and welcome.
Thank you.
Please set the book up for us in 30 seconds or less, okay. If that's possible.
So The Black Witch is an epic fantasy. It's about a young woman named Ellerin Gardner, and she's coming of age in a magical society that's very closed. She's the splitting image of her grandmother, who's the late Black Witch, who was a very powerful sorceress who saved her people during the Realm War. Ellerin, even though she looks just like her grandmother, she doesn't have any magic in a society that prizes magic above pretty much all else. So she actually goes to a magical university outside of her country and is all of a sudden thrown in with all these different types of people in the world that she's never encountered before. There's fae and there's dragon people and shapeshifters, all sorts of different fantasy peoples. And she starts to find out that the world is a pretty treacherous place for the granddaughter of the Black Witch. But she also starts to find out that maybe her people might not be the heroes of this world.
And I understand this is your first foray into fantasy fiction.
It is.
What got you there? What brought you there?
My daughters, they were all pretty close in age. They were preteens when they started handing me Harry Potter, and I was reading pretty exclusively nonfiction. And at first I said, no, that's okay. Those are kids' books, but I'm glad you like them. But they were so fanatical about the books. Eventually I gave in and read the whole series, I think, in 2 months, and was stunned that J.K. Rowling could write such an entertaining story that dealt with some serious issues in this, you know, enchanting fantasy way. I was very inspired by it and started to read pretty much anything my kids handed me.
Can you talk a little bit more about the particular catalyst, which I understand was civil unions in Vermont?
We had been involved, my husband and I, in the fight for civil unions and later marriage equality. Our kids are adopted. During that adoption journey, we got to know a lot of gay and lesbian families who have also adopted. And we, you know, grew to care a lot about those families and felt very strongly that, you know, they should have marriage equality. Around the same time, after this very long struggle, you know, happened, I was reading all this fantasy, and this spark of an idea for a story lit in my mind that was inspired by some of the prejudice that I saw, which was pretty bad, actually. But I got this spark of an idea for a story about what if there was a fantasy world where people with wings were reviled by pretty much every culture for no good reason save tradition. And I just started, for fun, writing the first scene down, and I was instantly hooked, and it just kind of spun off in its own trajectory. But there's a lot about different types of prejudice in this story, and I hope in an entertaining way.
And you, Lori Forrest, author, are also Lori Forrest, dentist.
I am.
How do you balance the two careers?
Well, I think it works really well because I think it's kind of a right brain, left brain type of thing. It's a nice balance to do something creative in a totally different way.
Take us into your writing life for a moment. What did it look like to go from those first initial sketches of your idea, and how did it evolve into this first book in the series?
Well, there's a great writing quote, "The muse can't resist a working writer," and I think that's so true, because that first year when I started writing, and since then, I think mostly, I wrote every day for about an hour or more. And I wrote the first two books in that first year, and it just was like magic, the whole thing. I mean, I think for someone who loves books, to sit down and actually, you know, write something of your own is kind of like magic.
And what's your hope for this book and for the series as a whole?
Well, you know, my hope for the series, aside from having fun, since fantasy is a lot of fun, is to promote diversity and an entertaining story with fantastical creatures and epic landscapes, and there's romance in the book. But I hope my overarching theme is that any government or culture or religious system of belief that doesn't promote diversity can lead to a really dark place, kind of like the path to Mordor. Or in the case of the Black Witch, it would be Marcus Vogel's vision for Gardneria.
Lori Forrest, thank you so much for taking a few moments out to tell us more about your new young adult novel, The Black Witch, and to tell us more about your writing process. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I love VPR, and it's really exciting to have a chance to talk to you, so thank you.
That's Montpelier author Lori Forrest. Her book, called The Black Witch, is the first in an epic fantasy fiction series for young adults and adults. Lori will have a book signing and reading coming up on May 2nd at Phoenix Books in Burlington. You can find out more at vpr.net.